Beltway Buzz, January 9th, 2026. The Beltway Buzz RR is a weekly update summarizing labor and employment news from inside the Beltway and clarifying how what's happening in Washington, D.C. could impact your business. After the major policy changes of 2025, the Trump administration and the Republican-controlled U.S. Congress undoubtedly view 2026 as an opportunity to cement these gains and further advance their policy agendas. But legislating is hard, rulemaking can be a lengthy process fraught with legal pitfalls, and the midterm elections loom. Set forth below is a preview of what employers can expect from a federal policy standpoint in 2026. The 119th Congress federal lawmakers returned to Washington, D.C. this week for the second session of the 119th Congress. In the U.S. Senate, Republicans have a 50-47 majority, and in the U.S. House of Representatives, Republicans currently have a 218-213 majority, with four vacancies. These slim margins in both chambers mean that Republicans will need the assistance of Democrats to pass most legislation, unless the Republicans take another crack at the reconciliation process, which they used in 2025 to pass the One Big Beautiful Bill Act on a party-line basis. To make things more complicated, the 2026 federal midterm elections will be held on November 3, 2026. The impending elections will heavily influence the Republicans' legislative agenda in the coming months, as they look to move legislation that they believe will benefit them on Election Day. The midterm elections also create a truncated legislative calendar, as, in addition to their traditionally scheduled August recess, incumbent legislators seeking re-election are currently scheduled to spend nearly all of October campaigning in their districts. The post-election lame duck session of Congress could also present an opportunity for rare moments of bipartisanship. Here is what to watch. Another shutdown? At the start, Congress faces issues that carry over from 2025. How to address healthcare insurance premium subsidies and a January 30, 2026, federal government funding deadline. As of now, neither party is indicating that they have an appetite for another government shutdown, but that can always change as the deadline approaches. The deal that reopened the federal government in November 2025, after a record-breaking 43-day shutdown, included three of the 12 spending bills. The clock is currently ticking for Congress to do something about the remaining nine bills. Big-ticket items. Republicans will likely turn their attention to bills addressing surface transportation and water infrastructure projects, permitting reform, and perhaps another reconciliation bill that would include remaining fiscal goals that would be permitted under the arcane legislative process. The Senate will also focus on confirming nominees to both the executive branch and the federal bench. Labor hawks employment legislation. In 2025, Republican Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, caused a stir with the introduction of his labor reform framework. Hawley promoted these ideas at multiple hearings of the Senate Help Committee, and he can be expected to continue to push elements of the framework throughout 2026. The question is, will other Republicans jump on board? As a Republican alternative to Hawley's framework, Senate Help Committee Chair Bill Cassidy introduced a slate of bills that would enhance employees' rights vis-a-vis their labor unions. A similar series of bills was introduced in the House. Employers may hear more about these bills in 2026, though they are not expected to pass as long as the legislative filibuster remains intact. Other bills to watch include the Working Families Flexibility Act of 2025, H.R. 2870, allowing employees to choose paid time off in lieu of overtime pay, Tipped Employee Protection Act, H.R. 2312, providing a more specific definition of tipped employee, the Save Local Business Act, H.R. 4366, the Employee Rights Act, as well as bills relating to independent contractors. Immigration legislation. Republicans in Congress are taking their cues from the administration when it comes to scrutiny of immigration policy, as they've introduced dozens of bills that would dramatically reform our immigration laws. One bill in particular that employers should monitor is the H-1B and L-1 Visa Reform Act. The politics surrounding this bill are particularly interesting. Colloquially referred to as the Durbin-Grassley bill, besides original co-sponsors Chuck Grassley, RIA, and Dick Durbin, DIL, other co-sponsors of the bill include Senators Bernard Sanders, IVT, Tommy Tuberville, RAL, and Richard Blumenthal, DCT. Strange political bedfellows indeed. Grassley and Durbin have also joined together in demanding that tech companies answer questions about their hiring of H-1B visa holders. The two senators first introduced the bill nearly 20 years ago. With Durbin not seeking re-election and Grassley being 91 years old, 2026 might be their last opportunity to push for passage of the bill. All of these factors could provide this bill with traction in the Senate. Other immigration bills to watch include the Halting International Relocation of Employment, HIRE Act, the American Tech Workforce Act, Strengthening Accountability for Employers, Hiring Individuals and Reforming Enforcement Act, Safe Hire Act, Colleges for the American People Act, CAP Act, and the Pause Admissions Until Security Insured, Pause Act, prohibits issuance of visas and status adjustments until various changes are made to federal law, such as elimination of the optional practical training program and codification of President Trump's H-1B proclamation. Federal agencies. Rather than appearing in June or even July of 2025, the Spring 2025 Unified Agenda of Regulatory and Deregulatory Actions, Spring Regulatory Agenda, was not released until September 4, 2025. It is therefore not surprising that the issuance of the Fall 2025 Regulatory Agenda, often released in November or December, has been delayed. Once the administration releases an updated agenda, it will provide stakeholders with notice of the expected regulatory landscape for approximately the next 6 months. Until then, the following regulatory forecasts are based on the existing agenda and informed political and policy analysis. U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, Wage and Hour Division, WHD. In 2025, the WHD took steps to implement the administration's new policy agenda. Examples include the resuscitation of the Payroll Audit Independent Determination, PED, program, issuing several new Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, opinion letters, and walking back enforcement of the Biden-era independent contractor regulation. In 2026, however, the WHD can be expected to accelerate its rulemaking agenda, particularly now that Andrew Rogers has been installed as Wage and Hour Administrator. Examples of rulemakings that WHD can be expected to pursue in 2026 include the independent contractor and joint employer tests under the FLSA, as well as the rescission of the December 2024 dual jobs rule for tipped employees. Proposed regulations relating to exemptions from minimum wage and overtime pay requirements for certain employees are categorized as long-term actions in the most recent regulatory agenda. DOL, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, Assistant Secretary of Labor for Occupational Safety and Health, David Keeling, was not confirmed by the U.S. Senate until October 2025, and he has not had a lot of time at the helm of the Workplace Safety Agency. However, in 2025, OSHA took steps to reduce penalties for small businesses, proposed revisions to 26 standards, and relaunched its opinion letter program. What is on Keeling's agenda for 2026? Perhaps the most significant policy question facing OSHA in 2026 concerns the fate of the Biden-era heat injury and illness prevention standard proposal. Rather than pausing the proposal or scrapping it altogether, OSHA has actually moved forward with the proposal, holding public hearings on the matter during the summer of 2025. But while OSHA pushes ahead with the proposal, the spring regulatory agenda has provided no further updates on next steps. Will OSHA issue a final rule, presumably with changes based on the public feedback? If so, will it be a logical outgrowth of the proposal, or will the agency have to issue an entirely new proposal? The next regulatory agenda should provide some clues as to where the proposal is heading. In 2026, employers can also expect OSHA to move forward with proposed modifications to the General Duty Clause, the Lockout-Tagout Standard, walking working surfaces, as well as a potential proposed standard relating to tree care work. There was no entry in the spring regulatory agenda regarding OSHA's controversial walk-around rule, which has been challenged in federal court.